Okay, what is the deal with the tomatoes? There are dark, nasty-looking lesions popping up on tomato plants and the tomato fruit all over the state. It turns out Michigan's tomatoes are now catching the very same disease that wiped out the Irish potato crop in the 1840s. It's called late blight. Mary Hausbeck is a professor in the plant pathology department at Michigan State University. So, Mary, what is happening to these tomatoes?
Well, late blight is caused by a microorganism, and this particular microorganism really enjoys cool, wet conditions. And these are exactly the type of summer conditions that we have had this year. Typically, and it can happen almost every year, that this late blight pathogen is brought in on infected potato tubers. And that usually can be just to a very, very small percentage of tubers that carry the pathogen. And in a normal Michigan summer, that pathogen is of little consequence because that particular microorganism that causes late blight really does not like hot, dry conditions, which oftentimes we have for at least a good part of the summer. But in this case, the late blight pathogen was likely introduced on a very small percentage of potato tubers that, of course, are used to initiate the potato crop in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, you know, lo and behold, what do we have but these cool, wet conditions that allow that pathogen to spread and thrive. And then it has these microscopic spores that then can travel via air currents to homeowners' tomatoes. And that's exactly what has happened. And then once the tomatoes become infected with this late blight, spores from those infected tomato plants can then spread to nearby tomato plants, creating this epidemic.
So if I walk out, look at my tomatoes, and I see black spots on the leaves or on the tomatoes, is that it? There's nothing that can be done?
Well, actually, this particular late blight causes more of a stem rot initially, and then this almost overwhelming kind of blight, which is a term that talks about a lot of tissue being infected at once. And so some of our more commonly occurring tomato diseases that we have each year that growers are kind of used to and they know that they can survive them tend to be more spots where this blight actually infects a good part of the stem, which blackens it, which is very unusual to what homeowners are used to seeing. And this blackening also affects green tomato fruit, which our typical maladies don't affect the green fruit, and then the red fruit as well, and it causes these large areas of rotted fruit. And if you are at the stage of seeing any of that, really, you know, I think it's best to set your sights on next growing season.
Now, what if I don't have that? Can I, as a homeowner, buy something that might protect my plants?
You can. There are products that have what you would look for is on the active ingredient list. It's a product called chlorothalonil. And again, that is chlorothalonil. It's spelled almost the way that it sounds. And you would have to look at the active ingredient. That's the tiny, tiny print. And on the active ingredient list, you would see something that would say chlorothalonil, and then you'd also see a list of inert ingredients. And that is the only product that I'm aware of that is available to homeowners that could be used. It probably would need to be used at least, I would say, every 7 days at this point. This disease is widespread, though, and so I think many homeowners really are seeing the beginnings of this blight.
And if I have these infected plants in my backyard, and you've talked about how easily these spores spread, what should I be doing with these plants to keep it from spreading further?
You know, really the best thing to do is to pull the plant up or simply prune the plant at its base and then put all the above-ground parts into a trash bag, seal the trash bag, and put it out with your ordinary trash. You know, the good news of all of this mess is that this pathogen does not overwinter in Michigan soils, and so there's no reason for our tomato gardeners to think that if they were wiped out this year, there's no reason to think that they cannot come back in next spring and have a fabulous garden with lots of healthy tomatoes.
That's reassuring. Mary Hausbeck, professor in the plant pathology department at Michigan State University. Mary, thanks so much for talking with us.
All right, thank you.